Blog Talk Radio.
We are keeping this to business, trying to continue to talk about sexual content for the last 3 6 weeks. We set it up for such beneficial and sensitive. We're doing it.
In my hood, you hear sirens and semis pop. Judah keep vexing Ephraim. When will the envy stop? No love for any cops. That's what got Kenny shot. Y'all drinking Henny shots. I'm investing in penny stocks. They give me props. Rapping, teaching, debating, unity while Satan trying to weaken the nation. Cops in my community kill us with every opportunity. No justice or peace, the police get immunity. Look, rubber bullets and riot suits when they gear up. Asking where the love went, cause judgment is near us. And kids rather pour up a foe and sip the syrup than learn about how the black Moors ruled in Europe. We divided by economic material schism. My people are serial victims of imperialism. I tell the truth in the food, boy, my people no lie, they love the Hebrew Israelites. After N-O-I, let's pray. I pray, Abba Naba, yeah, I will rise. I pray for your grace and everything that you shall provide. I pray every day that you teach me how to strive to put my trust in you, cause in you is where the power lies. My people are dead and pumped will come out of hide. I pray every day, no excuses or alibis. I pray that every last one of these cowards die. I pray all of this in the name of Yahweh Shai. Can't feed the flesh, don't need the stress, so I fast and I rest instead. Cold sweats in the bath, trying to grasp as I'm set in bed. In my dream I had a twin, he stabbed me to death and fled. Visions of a pale horse and a dragon with 7 heads. Vagabond, Babylon, being watched by the Lord. Can't even stop by the store, cause on my block it's a war. Jehovah Witnesses don't even knock at my door, cause they know they false doctrine will get chopped by my sword. Yeah, I'm with the lyrical or the spiritual murder play. I see some ravenous wolves leading the herd astray. My homie's mom's a tweaker, I watch him survey. I'm numb to this game and the pain, I'm an invertebrate. When the Messiah comes serve, we gon' witness the sun purge. He coming back to judge every idle and dumb word. My team always moving in silence, we unheard. The elite wanna converge on the elect and the one-third. I pray, Abba Naba, Yahweh rise. I pray for your grace and everything that you shall provide. I pray every day that you teach me how to strive to put my trust in you, cause in you is where the power lies. My people are dead and pumped will come out of hide. I pray every day, no excuses or alibis. I pray that every last one of these cowards die. I pray all of this in the name of Yahweh Shai.
I pray you sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praise in the assembly of the righteous. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be on the mouths of the saints, and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nation and punishment on those people. Divide their kings for change.
If only I could spread my wings and fly away, I'd escape this place right away and be gone, vanished without a trace. That's where I stay. It ain't safe for kids to go out and play. No matter if it's night or day, you can be hit by a stray. So every morning when I awake, I pray for a brighter day. Don't know how much more darkness my eyes can take. Criminals populate the city, crime is at its highest rate. Growing up, I was surrounded by a lot of hate. Through the tribulations, I acknowledge that your hour's great. Can't wait till he sends his son to deliver us up out this place. Babylon the Great, better known as the United States, the place that was built off of oppressing an entire race. But when them tribes awake, we about this place. Every nation under the sun gonna be more shook than a violent quake. Let's get it right, Jake, so we can take our rightful place. The 12 gates reserved for us, our paradise awake.
Humility, forgiveness, and not forgiveness like I'm forgiven. No, I'm gonna be forgiven. Shalom, 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 shalom. How y'all doing, man? This is a nice Sabbath day, man. Welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bonabod. I'm here with Gabar Kawa, and we are going to now be holding the Friday night Sabbath service. Before I go into the class, I did want to at least announce that I think it's the 26th of this month. Will be a sundown, I think it's not my words, but at sundown will be the memorial of the blowing of trumpets. You know what I'm saying? So we want everybody to go to whatever camp you're around, River Camp you're affiliated with, please, man, get this is the time to gather together. This is the time to come together so you can prepare to fast together. And then after the Memorial Blood Trumpets, it'll be the Day of Atonement.
October 4th
will be the Day of Atonement.
At sundown. Yeah,
and then after that you'll have the Feast of Tabernacles. Is it eight days?
It's October 10th.
Okay. So sundown October 10th will be the. So from October 10th to October 17th will be the Feast of Tabernacles. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to encourage everyone to find it. If you're not affiliated with a camp, find a camp that you can now celebrate with. You know, at least make it a start, because if I'm not mistaken, that's the one beautiful thing about the Day of Atonement is I'm a Tony. It's about reconnecting with the Father, reconnecting with brothers and sisters and people that you may have issues with. We worked on reconnecting. So if it's about reconnecting, then spending that time, so if it's about reconnecting or restoring the relationship, then it's time to work on the things that are in you. Because if you think about it, the Day of Atonement is about atoning for what you may have done wrong. So this, you can almost look at that as like a day of reflection. I'm reflecting on the mistakes that I made. Now, if I reflected on the mistakes that I made, then I can go back, make an atone, try to make that right, make right the mistakes that I made. I can't make somebody else's mistakes right. I gotta make mine right. But on the Feast of Tabernacles should be a time of me coming here now. I reflected on myself. And now I need to figure out how I can make relationships right or remend relationships. A lot of times we've been sitting back waiting for somebody else to call us because it's their responsibility to make it right. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Right, yeah. This is all about humility. These are the humbling, hot, holy days where we're supposed to humble ourselves, man, learn to come back together, learn to feast and do all these different things. Feast, come together, work out issues, man, but also reflect and get yourself back right, not just with the Most High, but with, you know, people that you may have done wrong. It's time to start making things right. So I wanted to give those dates out, and I know Mashaba and Tazapan, all of the brothers that are teaching out there from Blog Talk and then brothers on YouTube are making these the same announcements. I know that they're letting everybody know these high holy days are coming up, that we should be preparing for them. And we will. We definitely, on all levels, man, be preparing. You know what I'm saying? On some end, some people that, you know, if it's just a group of brothers and sisters that you know that you're comfortable with, then y'all get together. I said with two or three that gather together, so I'm in the midst, so it's about honoring it. Don't honor it alone. You can't have a Feast of Tabernacles and it's just you and your family on the tabernacle. Unless it's the only thing you focusing on fixing the problems with you and your family. The most to gather yourselves together. He didn't say just that family gather together. He said we're supposed to gather together, O nation not desired. So as a nation, the Most High is expecting us to gather together. So my point is this, wherever it is you are welcomed, then go.
And look at the definition of convocation, which means to gather together.
Yeah. So
these are the holy convocations that are coming up.
Right. So we're supposed to be gathering together. I like to say not home alone, but gathering together. So you look at, what things can we fix so that we can keep gathering together? Because I think what we're missing, we're doing this, we're making a lot of this truth a lot more complicated than what it needs to be. And we've gotten comfortable at justifying our actions rather than just following what the scriptures in the Most High is telling us what we're responsible to be doing. We can't control everything, but I know what I'm responsible for. So if the Most High, I'm supposed to make an atonement, good, but I'm supposed to make things right. I got to right my wrongs. And if the scripture says I'm supposed to now, this will be a Feast of Tabernacles, we're supposed to come together, then I'm supposed to now figure out how I can make things right with my brother or sister so that we can be together.
Right.
So that, those are the things that should be focused on. And I know that, well, it's our Holy Day coming up. I think everybody's going to be touching on scriptures around that. I know I will on my show. We're going to touch around all the scriptures about the High Holy Day, the Day of Atonement. We're going to teach on it if it falls there, or that weekend of, if it's the weekend, if it is that weekend. And I got a whole class. I got a whole class ready to go. If it does, even if it comes around that weekend time, I know my class is there, then we're going to go over scriptures over that on my end. I know Mashaba will, and I'll be talking about that week. We'll be going through the same thing so we can work on mending and fixing like it's supposed to be. But for tonight, here we go. We've been 2 hours. For tonight, we're going to go back into the faith. Now, I labeled this class "Faith is Our Foundation." This is what I labeled it. But we're going to keep just going into the scriptures that we were going over. We're going to go to Maccabees, First Maccabees, right? I want to read First Maccabees chapter 2 and 51. We're going to start. 1 Maccabees chapter 2 and verse 51. And the reason I want to start and keep going over these things is because the one thing I do want to be able to show is that the one thing about having faith is you have to look at the fact that that's the one thing in this truth that's going to continually be tested. It's going to continue to be tested. Before you go there, hold that one and give me a Ecclesiastes in the Bible, in the Bible, chapter 2 and verse 1. And we read this all the time. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 1. Read that.
All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 2 in the Apocrypha, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, "My son, if thou come to serve the Lord, prepare thy soul for temptation."
Go ahead.
"Set thy heart aright."
So the one thing we're going into, you got to prepare your mind to be tested. You are going to be tried, as the scripture says. It said in James, the trying of your faith does work patience, and it does. The more my faith is tried, it requires me to even develop more patience. I don't always have to get the answer. I don't always have to be in control. But what I have to learn is how to now not react, but be patient and let the Father teach me whatever it is he's trying to teach me. Read on.
Ecclesiastes in the Apocrypha chapter 2 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Set thy heart aright,"
uh-huh,
"and constantly endure."
He said you have to set your mind right, and then you endure. You're patient. Be patient. I got to get my mind right to be patient, to let the Father reveal to me what he's trying to show me. And I'm not going to sit here and come off like I'm an expert at patience. I tell you, I'm like every other man. Patience runs thin. Because I want the answer now. I don't want to know what the hell you're doing. Why, Father, why are you forsaking me? Father, why are you putting me through this?
Yeah.
We all want to know, but we just that's it. I want it now. It's just like them big kids. We a big kid. I want to understand this is not fair. We'd be the first one to say this is not fair. We never say this ain't understood, because that's where patience would kick in. What we preach is, well, it's not fair. Well, it's not fair. The most I like, how you know? You don't even know what I'm doing. Yeah, you don't, right. If you waited for the income, or the outcome, not the income, but the outcome, right? If you waited for the outcome, that's crazy, man.
Right.
The end become, not
the
income, right?
You said the income is first. Like, if you're waiting for the income,
yeah,
you hasty.
Come on, I ain't got no patience.
I'm
waiting for somebody to,
for the
outcome. I'm waiting to see. I'm not patient enough to wait to see what the Father is trying to teach. And this is one big thing I want to go over in these examples that we're going through. because we're going to keep going through these examples to keep showing the only way you can develop faith, waiting for the outcome. I have to wait for the understanding. You always have to wait for the understanding. Somebody, what did you mean? It's like waiting to the waiting. I just keep talking about waiting to the end of the conclusion of the matter, or the end of it, or I just keep telling you about the listen to the listen for the end of a conversation.
Hear the end. And then
sometimes, but that's about understanding. That's how understanding comes. But a lot of it, like I said, we're all the same, and we're going to read throughout our history. Great men, what made them great is they still had to wait on the Father. You just can't roll and do what you want to do because you in that, I don't understand, or this don't make sense, or I don't see the wisdom. Of course, you won't see the wisdom. It's not going to make sense. And you're not going to understand until you allow the understanding to be shown to you.
Right.
We have to remember this. The one thing I love about our patriarchs of the Bible, our elders that are in this book, the examples that are in the Bible are of men that became great because they had to now suffer and wait on the Father. I had to suffer and then wait on the Father. Hold on one second, guys. One second. Okay. So the point we're getting at is we're showing that every example, faith grew because I had to wait on the Father for the understanding.
Right.
I had to wait for the Father to inconvene. This is going to be powerful because in every example we're going to read, the Father has to be the one to inconvene. That's the only way your faith can ever be built. Your faith is in him. So in every situation, when you're looking for, when you're trying to figure it out, the Father like, well, then you know how to faith in me. Faith is built because now you are going through something, but you've got to wait for me to now
give
you understanding or give you the solution. Or sometimes it's just the solution. I gave you the solution. We're gonna let the examples in the Bible speak for me because I'm speaking ahead because I read them. So we're gonna now first go to, like I said, first Maccabees. We read our one about Ecclesiastes, right? It's so when you come to most times, I finished that scripture for me.
Right. So
when you ask,
second Ecclesiastes in the Apocrypha.
Scoot up a little bit. So
Ecclesiastes in the Apocrypha.
Hold on.
Chapter.
Hold on one second. Hold that real quick. I do apologize. I'm getting phone calls. Everybody should blog talk to council. Everybody wants to talk, so I'm trying to get everybody. I need to do a Zoom class or something where I can get the guys on and they can see what we're doing. They keep getting, oh, yeah, so we're going to be good. We're going to be good. All right. We're going to finish.
Right.
Please ask us, right?
Chapter 2. And verse 2.
Read that.
So it says, set thy heart aright.
Read it to the top. So you're talking about
2 and 1. Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, chapter 2, and starting at verse 1 again.
Mm-hmm.
My son, if thou come to serve the Lord, prepare thy soul for temptation.
What?
Set thy heart aright. And constantly endure, and make not haste in time of trouble.
Perfect. Don't run when it gets hard. The most I get your mind right and be patient in time of trouble. Keep reading. Next verse.
3. It says, cleave unto him and depart not away.
Go ahead.
That thou mayest be increased at thy last end.
So this is where the most I get the end.
The outcome.
The income where you get some blessing. Your blessing comes, your understanding comes at
the
end.
In the outcome.
Yeah, right. The outcome of this, this is what I was doing it for. At the end of this, then you'll see what it was for.
Right.
then your experience, everything's going to grow because you allowed this thing, you allowed to follow and keep trusting until the Father revealed to you what he was doing it for.
Right.
What he was doing it for, what he was developing. It's something that you need. Let me go, let me make sure I'm clear on this. There is something that you need to learn, to experience, to work on, to change. It's something that is in you that the Most High has got to work on, change, teach, whatever it may be. And until you go through it, you can't, it's like the increase, like going to the next level.
Right.
You can't go on to the next level. You can't, we can't, you can't increase
right.
without the Father taking me through the things that I'm thinking. There's a scripture that says, one man planted, another man watered, but the Most High will give the increase. So my development and growth always comes from the Father. But we can teach. And the cool thing about the truth, we can teach the Bible. We teach class, the whole nine. But who is the only person that can now help give you understanding?
Right.
That's the Most High, the Bible. Unless the Father got you going through something. Because until you go through something, can't nobody explain nothing to you anyway. I can teach you the Bible all day long, but it ain't until things start to happen where you got to finally use the things that are in the book,
right.
then you understand why this is written there. Why that's written there. Then your faith is developed. Then your faith is built because you'll start realize where your answers are at. Your answers come from. They come from the Bible, but when they come, when I need them, yes in there, but when do I use it? But when do I use it? Without the Most High taking me through things, I'll never truly know when to use it.
And anytime you try to do something without the Heavenly Father, it's in haste.
Yeah.
Know that that's in haste.
There's no
way for the Heavenly Father in any situation to make any decision. You're in haste.
Right. And that's not wisdom.
Right.
That's not the Most High's wisdom. Because we learned that the Most High's wisdom says you're supposed to be exercising patience.
Yeah.
So the fact that you've been exercising no patience, the Father had nothing to do with that decision you made.
Right.
You trying to take matters in your hands rather than waiting for the Father. We discussed this while the music was going on. We were talking about these things. We were using ourselves as an example of haste, where patience, just being patient, outcomes could be very different. You know what I'm saying? Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to wrath. I got to be quick to let me open my eyes, open my ears to what's going on. I don't understand. And most people don't understand, that's where anger comes because they didn't understand. That's where judgment, haste and judgment comes because I don't truly understand. I'm reacting, not understanding. And we got to start pinpointing ourselves the difference from reaction to understanding. Sometimes you can say, well, I was using wisdom. No, you reacted on all levels. You thought you had the right answer, but you reacted. I'm not even going to say that you have the wrong intention or the wrong answer, but the Most High don't want us to react. He wants us to wait and have a little patience and faith in him. Just don't react. So, 1 Maccabees chapter 2. Verse 21, verse 51, I'm sorry, verse 51 through verse 53.
So we're in 1 Maccabees chapter 2 and the 51st verse.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, call to remembrance what acts our fathers did in their time.
Can you speak up just a little bit? I want to say here, but it's not to this side. Yes.
1 Maccabees 2 and 51
uh-huh.
in the Apocrypha. It says, call to remembrance what acts our fathers did in their time.
Mm.
So shall you receive great honor and an everlasting name.
So this is what we're trying to do. When we're studying, our focus in studying the Bible is to keep remembering the what?
Keep remembering the acts, what acts?
What they did.
Our fathers did. In their time.
So in their time, how they helped.
What was their example?
So how did they handle the problems, issues, and the things that in their time, I don't mean to jump, but you know what I'm trying to realize? Different time, same problems.
Right.
You're saying our problems that we're reading about in the Bible, we may be in different times, so the world may be roll a little differently, but the problems are the same.
It's like same shit, different day.
Yeah. So the Bible, for the most part, like, I don't need to really change the Bible because this Bible is going to be used to solve all the same problems.
Right.
Pride is going to be pride on what? I don't care. Pride will be pride in 1700s. To the 1800s, to the 19s, to the 20s, it'll still be pride.
Right.
A person's glory and ego still be there. 16, 17, 18, 19, to the 2000s, same things. The problems are still the same. The spiritual problems, I'll put it that way better. Spiritual problems, the problems in the mind, everything that the choices that we make, we're not making new choices because the problems and the situations are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And without the Bible, we will react to our problems and make the mistakes the exact way our forefathers made their mistakes without the Bible. And if we use the Bible, we can find the successes that are in this book. And those are examples that we can use so that we succeed.
Right.
There you go.
When they use the Heavenly Father or the Scriptures.
So read it again.
First Maccabees chapter 2 and verse 51 in the Apocrypha. It says, call to remembrance what acts our fathers did in their time. So shall ye receive great honor and an everlasting name.
Go ahead.
52, was not Abraham found faithful in temptation?
He was found faithful where?
In temptation.
So he was found faithful in a test.
Right.
His faith was based off the test that he was having to deal with and how he dealt in the test.
Right.
Go ahead.
And it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
So we will be, so our righteousness, even for us, is based on how we deal when we're tested.
Right. It was imputed unto him for righteousness. And that's a question, but it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, go ahead.
53.
That's all I want.
It says, Joseph, in the time of his distress.
It is what?
In his distress.
These are the key words. Test. Temptation, distress. I wish we had a dictionary. What is the definition of distress? Look these up. And I'm keying in on these words. We keep looking at, we feel like we judge faith. But how we judge faith is based off of what we read, as far as we read things and we say, I believe in the Most High. Oh, yeah, brother, my faith is strong. I got my dress down, I got my hair long, got my beard in, my head covered. Well, our faith is strong. But we don't realize that the only way your faith is ever looked at as strong in the eyes of the Most High is how you endure the temptations, how you endure, how you handle your distress, and read up distress so we're clear.
So the definition of stress, distress, is anxiety,
mm-hmm.
sorrow, or pain.
So read Joseph again. Read 1 Maccabees chapter 2 and verse 53 again.
Right. So Joseph.
And use those words.
Right. At distress.
God.
So Joseph, in the time of his anxiety,
okay.
sorrow,
read.
Or pain,
uh-huh.
kept the commandment.
He did what?
He kept the commandment.
So I still stayed in order through my sorrow, anxiety, pain, my distress. Go ahead.
And was made Lord of Egypt.
So we get there, right?
Right.
But to get the blessing,
right.
to get the outcome, the most I want to see.
Or the income.
The most I like it. To get the right outcome,
right.
or to get the right blessing, or look at what they went through,
right.
for them the Most High finally give them to set them up where they were.
Right.
It is a testimony
right.
to their faith.
Right. And is proof of the testing or the temptation.
It's always that you know the Most High showing that's all of them. And he's showing us that all of this is a test. So when you don't get, if the outcome of something you're not increased, the Most High is trying to show you why. Why are you not being increased?
Because you're not using him. You're not.
Well, let me tell you something. You're failing your test.
Right.
This is the distress. If I have you, here's the point. Anxiety. Read loud. Anxiety is not a new thing.
Right.
They call it a different name.
Right.
They call it distress.
Right.
The definition of that would be anxiety.
Right.
So the Most High looking at, I have anxiety, the Most High is looking at what?
He's looking at your.
How did you handle it?
Right.
Because the way I handle, listen, I got anxiety. But do I still keep the commandments?
Your spirit temper.
Commandments.
Right.
That's the Most I want to see.
In order.
Right. In that situation,
right.
are you still in order? Okay, so you're not getting blessed. Why? Because I'm getting out of order. I'm allowing this to pull me out of order. That's why my blessing's not there.
Yeah.
Or this pain. I'm allowing this pain to take
to me, pull me,
yeah, to get me right, to get me out of order,
to make me go in haste.
So you,
because you want the pain to be over, so you,
I'm gonna pick a cigarette up because
right.
I want this pain to be over.
Right.
I need to cool my anxiety, so I'm gonna pick a joint up.
Right.
So the Most I'm looking at, why are you breaking the commandments in the situation? All I wanted to see is, in the situation, would you still keep the commandments?
Right.
Like Joseph had to.
Right.
Read on.
Tell
me, yeah.
This is 4 Maccabees 2 and 54.
Uh-huh.
And it says, Phinehas, our father, in being zealous and fervent, obtained the covenant of an everlasting priesthood.
Keep going. Hold on. He stated what?
Phinehas, our father, in being zealous.
He said what?
Zealous.
Okay, he said zealous. Oh,
we can
look it up.
It's going to be fully motivated.
Oh, I like it. Read it.
But let's see.
You got it?
Yeah.
We'll go back.
Yeah, I got it. So the definition of zealous. Is that what you want to do?
Yep.
Okay. So the definition of zealous is filled with or showing strong and energetic desire to get something done.
Dang.
Or see something succeed.
Listen, we're looking at what the Most High, I'm reading this because the same thing that the Most High looked at in them was the same thing the Most High is judging in us.
Right.
It's not just the fact that I need pork. It's how you are when you're not eating pork.
Right.
Right. You could be not eating pork and be angry the whole time. You mad about the fact you're eating pork. The father like, you know what, this person ain't got no, this person ain't serving me.
Right.
I got to honor the Sabbath day, and I got to put fringes on, and I'm mad about the fact that I put fringes on. So my motivation to put fringes on ain't really there. I'm not really zealous. There's no zealous in me. There's no motivation.
So putting it in the scripture, you want me to put that in?
Yes, please.
It's, we're in 1 Maccabees 2 and 54, and it says, Phineas, our father in being filled with or showing a strong and energetic desire to get something done or see something succeed.
Uh-huh.
Obtained the covenant of the everlasting priesthood.
That's how I got it, though. Right. The Most High didn't look and say, oh, yeah, you know what? I gave Phineas the priesthood because he was keeping the commandments of the Most High. No, I gave him the priesthood because that motivation, that fire, that drive, he had a strong motivation, drive to go through and see this get done.
Right.
That's what the Most High is looking at. It's not that you're doing it, it's how you're doing it.
Right.
It's what spirit you're doing it in that I'm rewarding. I'm moping and crying and I'm head chipping and I'm just gonna lock myself down, man. You know, I'm just, what's going on out? But you know, I'm all right, I'm fighting, brother. I want that optimistic dude. I gave the priesthood to that optimistic dude that was like, man, bring it on, Father. What else we got to do? What else we got to do? That's what he's looking for. Through my whatever I'm going through, this is still who I am. That's who the Most High gave the priesthood to. That's the one the Most High chose to be leaders. Read on.
55, it says, Yahushua, for fulfilling the word, was made a judge in Israel.
Go ahead.
Caleb, for bearing witness before the congregation, received the heritage of the land.
Go ahead.
David, for being merciful, possessed the throne of an everlasting kingdom.
So it's showing, but you can, for everything that we're reading, we're going to read, we can, and we obviously not going to be able to get to every one of these examples, but the more you read the Bible and you read what they went through and what the Most High was rewarded. And what was the Most High trying to develop in David? His mercy.
Right.
What was the Most High trying to develop in Phineas?
His zeal.
That zeal.
His zeal. The strong desire.
There you go, man.
To please the Heavenly Father when you break it down all the way.
So you think about what was he going through that kept testing that desire. Abraham, what was the Most High looked at Abraham and Joseph? Especially Joseph. I caused this guy distress and pain.
Distress and pain, anxiety.
Anxiety.
Because he was put in prison. He was in prison. He was accused of adultery.
And you know what's crazy? In all these situations.
With the Pharaoh's.
I could have been put to death.
That's how the anxiety, right?
Right. And look at Daniel and all them. Look at the examples of everything that they were going through. I don't know why we're in the truth. I don't know why we expect not to go through something when it's the things that you go through. Like I'm on something, they tell you the things you go through build character.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah.
Even with the Most High. They build your spirit. They build the relationship between you and the Most High because it's what the Most High is using to build your faith. And then read Hebrews 11 and 6 now real quick. Hold up, drop those two. Hold up. Let that one go. But our fathers, right?
Yeah.
And give me, and hold Ecclesiastes, we're going to go back to that one, right? But I want you to read Hebrews 11 and 6 real quick. Hebrews chapter 11. I didn't know the reader, man. I'd be trying to get in here, man.
Hebrews 11 and 6.
Yep, Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to verse 6.
So Hebrews 11 and verse 6.
And I know, listen, I'm going to try to slow down my mind down a little bit. because I'm jumping. I'm feeling a little bit. I'm jumping. But the point tonight is definitely going to be made in the fact that this is the only way you really can gauge your righteousness, gauge how much you truly believe, gauge how much you do believe the Father is real. Because the Most High is looking at what we go through. Hebrews 11 and 6, read that.
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, and it reads, "But without faith it is impossible to please him."
Go ahead.
"For he that cometh to the Most High must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
So you look at it. We're looking at this now, and it's helping us understand, without faith, without us having to put things in the hands of the Most High, without the temptation, without the distress, without the problems that make you doubt, and then you still have to trust the Father, wait on the Father. He said, without that, it's impossible to please the Most High. You can't please him if you're not willing to trust him. How do I show the Father that I trust him in my patience, the way I go through what I go through, the mindset that I'm in when I'm going through it, my drive, dedication, and desire? Does that dwindle? Is my motivation dwindling? If that's happening, because I lack faith, because I really don't believe the Father. The only way I can prove that I believe the Father is in my patience. Finish that real quick. Where you at?
Okay, I'm in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
Did you finish it?
I did.
Now, let that one go. Go to James chapter 1 and verse 2. James chapter 1 and verse 2. Read that.
And it reads, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations."
And you got to look at it. All I'm using the scriptures, I'm using the scriptures to form to paint a picture. We're painting a picture, man. Without faith, you can't please the Most High. So Most High said impossible to please him. What is faith? Going through something. Going through it and understanding that I'm going to go through it, and the way I go through it is what the Father's looking at. How are you going?
The hope is the motivation.
But I'm drinking the whole time I'm hoping.
Right.
I can be hoping, but I'm smoking the whole time I'm hoping. I can be hoping, but I'm smoking cigarettes and I'm wilding in the street, or I don't go to class, but I'm doing all of that while I'm hoping that things get better. Father, I don't want that servitude. If you really have faith in me, then go do what you're supposed to be doing. Do what you're supposed to be doing and wait for me. If you really have faith, stay in order. You know what I'm saying? Stay in class, stay in order, wait for me to now resolve this. We got here smoking and drinking and wilding and everything else while you waiting on me. Because a lot of Israelites that are doing that. Yeah, they're waiting on the Most High. But it's the way they're doing it. But the Most High, like, you got all the way out of order. Instead of staying in order and waiting for me.
You might as well not even wait if it's not in order. It doesn't count as
waiting. That's not faith. That's, and without that, you can't serve the Most. Anybody can wait. I can get high every damn day and see that I'm waiting on the Most High. The Most High don't want, but the Most High doesn't want me to wait high. I didn't tell you to defile your temple while you waiting. Everybody has to wait, right? We wait for the kingdom. Brother, with things, when you lose things and you're going through things, we all have to wait for something.
Because
I'm not going to use the Bible to deal with my anxiety, my pain, everything else. I'm going to use the drugs. I'm going to use the drinking. I'm going to use women. I'm going to use clubbing. I'm using everything out there to
make
right, or to deal with what I'm going through. You don't have to. The Most High already showed you what you have faith in also. Right. Your faith is, you have faith that the things I'm doing, shit, I don't even say that. I'm going to change my mindset. I'm not going to say that you have faith in the thing that you're doing, because that's not really what faith is. Faith is what it is. I have faith in the Father. But I'm going to bypass everything. I'm going to put aside every other thing. And I'm going to stay right with the Father, because all our examples of men of the Bible that made it to the kingdom, that got blessed, and their life was based on how they went through their adversity. There you go, a better word, whatever adversity they were going through, it was how I went through it. What type of character? Did I still stay doing the same thing that I was doing before while I'm going through the intent? That's the Most I'm waiting to see.
That's what
Jay meant. Come on. That's what he's trying. That was Job. Hold on. Nice. Now, you got James, right?
Yeah, I
read James real quick.
James, you said chapter 1 and
verse 2?
2. Okay. And it reads, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations."
When you fall where?
Diverse temptations.
Because, you know, I keep going here, because this is the thing that we flip out on. The Most High is looking, okay, you're in this adversity, but I don't see you happy in your adversity. Because you don't believe, you're not happy in your adversity because you don't believe that it'll get better. You still want to be angry. You still want to pout. You still want to now mumble, but you still want to, what's that word I was looking for, man? You want to sulk.
Right. Pout.
I want to pout more than I want to do it, go through this and do it the way the Most High is looking at. He said, when you go through diverse temptation, he said to do what?
He said, count it how?
Count it all joy.
Count it how?
All joy.
See, I've got to slow down
right.
to say that. Because I'm looking, the Most High is gauging what?
He's gauging your integrity. Your
the spirit,
which is your integrity. Are you going to lose your integrity?
But the integrity is too big of a word. Because I'll keep saying, you know what I'll tell myself? I did keep my integrity. I'm not smoking weed. I'm keeping the commandments. But I'm an angry, bitter dude while I'm doing it. I'm not going to class no more. Okay, I might not be going to class, but I stay with my family. You know what we do? We keep the commandments. You know, we ain't eating chicken.
Right.
We don't eat pork. No, not the chicken. But we ain't eating pork. You know what I'm saying? We, matter of fact, we want up. We ain't eating chicken. We eating greens. We want to help. We ought to help. And then as soon as, you know, you bring up Christ's name, I'm ready to blow up. Man, so let a brother say, I see all the good you do. Why you don't go to class? Man, I don't do that no more. I don't go to class. Nah, I don't believe that. Brothers be on their own shit, man. Okay.
And now you're negative.
So.
Which means you're not taking it, and I don't know if I'm jumping ahead or not.
But
you're not taking it cheerfully.
So like we're reading about, and those are the words that I keep.
Right.
It's counting the joy. Being cheerful. I'm still zealous.
Right.
All the things that our forefathers did when they was going through their thing, it was how they went through it. Yeah, Joseph went to jail. You know, Daniel got thrown. Bro, Daniel was getting thrown into holes.
Right.
Lions did.
Right.
And then would still come back out of it, and still, my answer's going to be the same. I'm still going to acknowledge the King. I came back like nothing happened.
Right.
How do you come back from a lion's den and act like nothing happened? Or how do you come back from a hole that somebody threw you in and act like nothing happened? We go right back. And I'm talking about Daniel. So when you read Daniel's stories, but when you read Daniel's stories,
right.
And you're like, okay, I don't know how you recover. How are you not stuck on the shell shock of it? How are you not stuck in your mind?
Having PTSD.
I had to be, I don't know how long they had me. They had me in a hole. Just twice they did this, I think. They threw me in a... I think when I read that, I think I read, I'm going to check myself, but I could have swore when I read that, it was twice that they did that. When they had lowered me, they lowered me down. I think they raised him up to feed him, lowered him back down.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a hole. Oh, you start looking, how do you now look and now trust the people around to advise, to be in the right mind frame after those type of things happen? We look at, we read and look at the things they was going through, and I got my feelings hurt. That was deep. You know, somebody hurt me. Somebody told me I was bad. You didn't put my ass in a hole. You just told me I was bad. You got to stop doing this, brother. That's what I got. That's what we got. Somebody, you need to come to class. You need to stop dealing with this woman. You need to do this. Ain't nobody put you in a hole. They ain't put you in a lion's den.
Or in a furnace.
Or in a furnace. Or took your woman or told you to sacrifice your kid.
Right.
We're looking at, when we read what our forefathers are going through and you start looking at us, if you look at us, you like, man, you know, that's what the most I look at today. We really are effeminate. We're effeminate. Now, this going to change my character because somebody hurt my feelings? Well, I gotta now. Somebody told me to humble down and go to class. I'm huffing and puffing. Man, you got to be kidding me. That's how I'm looking at this. But the more you read, you like, man, look at what they was going through.
Right.
What we going through, and we really tripping.
This is why the scripture says, take it to remembrance.
It's
like, well.
Remember what they went through.
Why don't you remember
what they went through? They went through something real. So you ain't even get a smack on the hand. Somebody spoke to you. He hurt my, I can't, you know what, I'm going to stop, man. Because that's what this shit is. Oh, he hurt your feelings. He was insensitive.
Yeah.
That is what got me. That is how the things, sisters.
He didn't have no
empathy. Right, he had no empathy. And, you know, I didn't see Christ. When he was talking to me, I didn't see Christ.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I did see Christ in how he talked to you. He called Peter Satan, so... If you got your feelings hurt, then Christ hurts your feelings too.
Right.
He talked with one with a great authority. So
right.
That's the. But Peter didn't get slapped on. He didn't get put in the hole. He just got checked. That's where I'm looking at. Our faith has gotten so weak that even for someone to talk to me, all my zeal and drive and determination go right out the window because of how somebody talked to me. Or because somebody didn't like something I was doing and checked me about something I'm doing and not doing. I don't like that. So because I don't like that, now I'm going through emotional changes. My faith is weak. But the Father said, he said, brethren, do what?
Brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations.
Read.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith.
The trying of what?
Your faith.
So the temptation is what?
The test of your faith.
Right, it's trying your faith.
Right.
The little hard words,
right.
That's trying your faith. The things that you're asked to go and do, the conditions that you're put in, it's all trying your faith. Read that again.
We're in James chapter 1 and verse 3. Uh-huh. It's saying, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Worketh what?
Patience.
Go ahead.
but let patience have her perfect work.
So the Most High was looking at this whole thing. I've been judging one thing. I'm trying your faith and you're failing. Everything that you had to go through was a test of your faith, and I wanted to see how you would react. What would happen to your zeal, your drive, your dedication? You picked a cigarette up because somebody hurt your feelings? You picked it back up a joint because somebody checked you about something you was doing, checked your character? You don't believe in the Father at all. You don't believe the Father at all. Go ahead.
That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
So you increase because of the way you go through your temptation. If I go through the temptation the way I'm supposed to, still stand in order with the Most High. And there are examples throughout the whole Bible of men that stayed in order in their temptation. Stay patient. I still waited the Father. I still did things the right way in the test. Even Christ did. Christ is taken up. Not out. Satan showed him the whole world. All of this, if you bother me, he said, I'm serving the Most High. He said, if you're hungry, turn these rocks into bread. He said, man, it's not living right alone. I'm going to still stay in order in every test. I'm not going to get out of order because what I have to do, what I'm going to lose and who I'm serving is greater. It's greater me trying to get out of distress, trying to escape the distress, the pain. Hey, you know what? Even when you go to the gym, they tell you, man, no gain, no pain, no gain. Everybody trying to use these keto diets and fat pills, everything else. And truly the only way to get to lose weight. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how do I do. I'm gonna drink these shakes.
We do be on the Popeye script too, you know.
Or I'm gonna do the damn Professor Crump. Drinking them fat burn shakes, thinking obviously I'm going to get my shake here. I'm like, old-fashioned, anything that's developed takes hard work. How would we think? Well, we have an Americanized mind, like there's a quick, easy answer or a quick way to develop faith, to please the Father. And the Father, like, hell no, man. This is what I always say. If I'm going to give you a city of gold, how in the world do you think that you was going to get a city of gold and you didn't have to work for it? Who got the Christian mentality now? How did you figure, even in the church, you know, that's my brother going to smoking weed and leaving everything else. Because I was expecting to get a kingdom and not have to go through anything.
And
everybody in the Bible was tested. If I knew what you...
20 years of the...
For Abraham to get to become a father of a multitude,
right.
He had to, every test that he had to go through is what proved that he was worthy of that. All of the things that we go through, the Most High, like, I'm only proving that you're worthy. Why are you crying and bitching? Like I said, the scripture says this, if you faint in the day of adversity, give me that. What is that? That's a, I got that. Hold on. Let me get it for you. What's in the gospel? Hold on. Hold on 1 second, you guys. I know I'm quiet. I'm just looking for it for 1 second. It's Thessalonians, no. Come on, you got it? Not James. We're in James right now, right? Oh, this is nice, son. This class is good. He says, you think that they have a mercy? I think that the strength is small. That's up to one. Just a better one.
It's Proverbs 24:10.
Read that.
Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10. It says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small.
Uh-huh.
If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain.
Hold on, wait.
Okay.
Hit it again.
Okay. So 10 is if you faint in the day of adversity,
uh-huh,
thy strength is small.
So your faith is small. Your love, your desire, let me go this route.
Right.
Let's go this route. We know that to serve the Most High, he said, he that served the Most High must serve him in spirit and in truth, right? So if we worship the Most High in spirit and in truth, everything that we do is with the mind. It's how you think. So if you faint in the day of adversity, that means that my faith is weak. My love is weak. My desire, my dedication, if it's weak in the day of adversity.
In the day that you're going through things.
Right. It's up to the stress, the pain. So
the sorrow,
as
anxiety.
As I'm going through things, the Most High wants to see where my faith is. So I'm rattled and all the things are going on. The Father's looking at what you don't believe. Because you're already ready to turn to other things. You don't want to be patient and wait to go through this. You're ready to go. You're ready to go. You know what's crazy, too? Think about this.
It's a couple things.
It's give up. Let me say that you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But the point I'm making is doing this. Why we give up is because we think that what we've given up and going to is a better solution.
Right.
I'm going to get what I believe. Is that I can get weak. I can get weak and pick a joint up. And I'm smoking weed to deal with my problems. But because I speak the Most High's name, or I know I'm an Israelite, and I'm keeping it, you know, I know about the laws, that's commandments, and I, you know, so honor the high holy days, and I pray to the Father. The Father's like, yeah, you're doing all that, but you're doing it, but look at, I can tell from the things you're turning to. I'm looking at the things you're turning to.
Right.
The things you're adding into.
Right.
Well, there was nothing there. When there was no adversity, I was like, when everything's all good,
you
ain't smoking, you ain't doing all that, you're serving the Father. Right. It ain't till you start having some adversity, things ain't going your way, then what happens? Then the joint comes out. Then the drinking comes out. Then the adultery comes out. Then the whoremonger comes out. All of a sudden now, the answer used to be in the Bible. I don't know when it became the answer was in the club. The answer used to be in the scripture that we read. I don't know when it became the answer was in a bottle of liquor.
Or in the street.
Or running the streets. Or in bed with some woman. I am looking for now an escape. The Father didn't ask you to escape. He asked you to endure, not escape. This is all about enduring your affliction, enduring what you're going through. I want to see how you handle pressure. Because how can a man lead a nation if he can't even handle the simple, small pressures? If Joseph was in that prison, what did the Most High want to see about Joseph, his character? I wanted to see what Joseph would handle. What is Joseph built on? If it's Abraham, I wanted to see what Abraham was built with. What is he built on? Can he stay faithful? Can he stay loyal to me through what he's going through? If he can stay loyal at this level, then I can make him a ruler. I can make him, he said, he's faithful with a few things. I'll make you rule over many or much. I can give you more responsibility because I know what about you. Stay faithful. At this level, you're showing me if I can endure this, I'm taking something small to give you to go through, to prepare you for something bigger. If you can't handle it on this level, how the hell are you going to lead a nation? I couldn't even put you over a city. You ain't conquered you yet. You don't have the ability to rule you.
How am I going to give you responsibility for
other souls?
Other souls, and you're not even in control of your own.
But you can't. This is like you cannot stay enthusiastic about developing your spirit. You can't stay in order when it comes to just what you're going through. How in the world will you be able to deal with the lives of many if you can't master this? The Most High said, I'm trying to develop future leaders, future kings and queens. We proud of some, call it that. I'm a king, my queen, my king. Well, you weak. You can't rule you. You can't keep you in order. You can't keep you in order.
I'm not even laughing at nobody.
It's the truth. That's what the Most I keep looking at. Y'all looking for me to save you and bring y'all and make you the rulers over this earth. And you can't even control you. You fall apart. So what happens when a nation going through a crisis? What you going to do, fall apart? That is the type of ruler that you are setting yourself, that you're showing that you are. When things get hard, you fall apart. When there are problems, you're going to run. How do I know that? Because you've already shown that. This is what we show the Most High every day. This is how the Most High knows what you're going to do when you rule. You're showing him every day what you're going to do. Because any ounce of trouble, what do? You damn right. You know what making haste is? I got angry. I got mad. You still quit. I'm confused. A leader can't get confused. My enthusiasm still has to be there, regardless of confused or not. My enthusiasm has to be there. My maturity has to be there. I don't care if I got betrayed. They hurt my feelings. They betrayed Christ, and guess what Christ still had to go do? Go back, face those guys, and finish with them. He did it. He wanted to. He finished what he started. I've not seen one. Look at all our leaders, man. And what are we finishing any of them? They know. We get angry and we disappear. So we already show the Most High. If I give you the kingdom, guess what you're going to do? You're going to throw it away again because you don't have no faith. You have no type of endurance. You have no type of dedication. You have no type of diligence,
discipline,
no fortitude, no, none of it.
You know,
you're not
the zeal to get me even the instruction on how.
And the crazy thing is, we're at this point, we're running to someone that's stuck to me. We ain't even been put in the position of power. I just got you. You just in school, and you're getting your life. School's whooping your ass. So I already know if school is getting you, I know that when I put you in that position, you're going to fail. A lot of lives are going to suffer because you are weak. You're weak in your leadership. You're weak in your fight. You're way too emotional. You're telling me you can't endure this? If this is the most I got you going through, I got you going through it to see what caliber of leader, of elder, a sister, a brother that you're going to be. And every day we show him that we are a piss poor example. We're not passing, you're failing. Because every time I go through something, I get emotional, I'm angry, I'm going through this. The Father, like, how are you, if war broke out today, you sit here, I'm going to look at you, they shooting, and you mad because somebody hurt your feelings. But you're emotional, so I am effeminate. I am childish still. Because I still react to those things and don't understand. I don't see the bigger picture. Everything the Most High got me going through, he's trying to fortify something in me. He's trying to build my faith in him. That's what we're reading. Because without faith in him, it's impossible to please him. There's no way that you're going to do the job that the Father has in store for you because you have not allowed your faith in him to grow, to strengthen. From there, we're going to James 4 now, right? James 1.
James
1. 2 through 4.
James 1, starting at verse 2. Chapter 1, starting at verse 2. And it reads, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Wow.
Patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
So this is about your development. But if you let the Father develop you correctly, there's nothing that you won't be ready for.
Right.
So we get ready to try to go to the kingdom that we're not ready for because I keep running when I'm supposed to be allowing myself to be developed. I keep head tripping when I'm supposed to be allowing myself to let the Spirit and the Father develop me. That was in the 4?
That was the end of 4.
You're like the Hebrews now, right? Chapter 11 and verse 3.
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. And it reads, through faith we understand that the world.
That the what?
The world.
And you know, we know that world is apostrophe S, right?
It's not apostrophe, but it's...
Oh, it's a plural. It's a plural S. I'm sorry, not possessive,
right?
But more than one world.
Right.
That the worlds were what?
Were framed by the word of the Most High.
He said the worlds were framed. What does that mean? The worlds were framed? We know what frame is.
In order.
Frame, to frame something, it's like the blueprint.
Right.
This is the development. So through faith, when you look at Joseph, for everything that Joseph was going through, the Most High was using what he was going through, and he was going to help frame. It was the development for what?
For leadership.
Of a world that was coming.
Right.
For Abraham, it was development for that world that was coming. For Christ and the apostles, it was development for the world that was coming. For us, this is development for the world that's to come. So without going through what we're going through, we'll never be framed or we'll never be developed for the world that's supposed to come.
Or fixed or molded.
So,
right.
But it's the same thing,
right.
Development, fixing me and getting me ready for the world to come, molding me and getting me ready for the world to come,
or prepared
for that world to come. But we are missing that. We are head-tripping and not allowing ourselves to, through the process, I'm getting developed and getting myself ready for the world that's supposed to come. It's bad. Read on.
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of the Most High.
By what?
By the word of the Most High.
So everything the Most High says, you're going through this. You're going to go through this. Count it all joy when you go through my diverse temptations. Everything we're reading is the Most High molding and developing us and getting us ready for our world that's supposed to come. All about development. Read.
For the Most High testifying of his gifts.
What?
The Most High testifying of his gifts.
This is verse 3?
Let me start at the top again of 3. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of the Most High.
Go ahead.
So that things which are seen.
So that things which are what?
Seen were not made of things which do appear.
Stop. The things that are going to be developed and built
right.
aren't going to be built on what we see now.
Right.
You ain't going, look, you're going through now and the things that you're doing the most, I'm like, no, I'm not using this man that you see now to lead the kingdom. I am forging and developing him a different way. I'm building you up and getting you ready for what's to come.
Right.
That's what we have to stop to look at. Read that one more time.
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, it says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of the Most High, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
You have to look at it. The things that are seen, the things that are seen are what?
The things that are seen were not made of things which do appear.
So that man that you are now, you're not going to build a kingdom. What you look at right now, with the man that you look at every day, that you think that you're supposed to be, the most of the time, I'm not using you. I was developing you and getting you ready for something that is coming.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep reading down as we go through Hebrews. Everybody was getting prepared for something that was coming. That's what this truth is built around. The Most High preparing you for what's to come. The Most High preparing you as a leader for what's to come. Read verse 4.
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. It says, by faith, Abel.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Before you go there, read Ecclesiasticus in the Pop Club, right? Chapter 44.
Chapter 44.
Ecclesiasticus in the Pop Club.
Chapter 44.
Yeah, he's going off that shelf. Right there. Right here. Oh, in one of those. There you go.
Oh, my. The book does know that one.
I am an apocryphal guy. I love to be in this book. 44.
And
I want you to read verse 1.
Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, chapter 44, starting at verse 1.
I want you to read, speak a little louder.
Go ahead. So we are in Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, chapter 44, and starting at verse 1. And it reads, let us now praise famous men and our fathers that begat us.
Read.
The Lord hath wrought great glory by them through his great power from the beginning.
Go ahead.
Such as did bear rule in their kingdoms.
They did what?
Bear rule in their kingdoms.
So we're talking about famous men that ruled in their worlds. We're reading about famous men. And it says, and the Most High had wrought great glory by them through the great power,
through his
great. Great power. From the beginning, the Most High was molding men for what? Their kingdom. So, not a new thing.
So it's
that for that world, that for your worlds,
right.
Your kingdom. That's what I'm talking about, worlds.
Right.
For your kingdom, he was working on great men and getting them ready to rule that kingdom,
right.
To be an example, to be an elder or leader in that kingdom. Go ahead.
Ecclesiastes chapter 44 and verse 3. It says, "Such as did bear rule in their kingdoms, men renowned for their power."
For their what?
For their power.
Go ahead.
Giving counsel.
So they were renowned
for their power.
For their power. They were renowned for giving counsel. Read.
Giving counsel by their understanding.
They were renowned because they see, we
the
don't
power that they had.
You understand what the Most High is building.
Right.
He was he's developing these things in us, getting us ready for kingdom. Read.
Giving counsel by their understanding and declaring prophecies.
Read.
Leaders.
What?
Leaders.
Stop. That's key words.
Right.
Leaders of what?
Of the people by their counsels.
Yeah. Leaders of the people by their counsel. Go ahead.
And by their knowledge of learning meet
hold
for
on.
The people.
And,
or right
and,
for the people.
Right. So, and by their knowledge of learning, what was learning was right for the people.
Right.
Everything that you're going through is for them
right.
to be able, so I can lead them through it.
Right.
This is what we're so, keep reading.
It says, wise and eloquent in their instructions.
Go ahead.
Five, such as found out musical tunes and recited verses in writing.
They found out musical tunes. They recited verses in writing. Go ahead.
Rich men furnished with ability.
Read that again.
Rich men furnished with ability.
Read it again.
Rich men furnished with ability.
So they're rich.
Not riches with
thank you.
Money.
With money.
It's Maybach money. Cars.
No.
All the women.
No.
20 women in one car.
Not watches and jewelry right. and tattoos. These people are rich in tattoos and watches and jewelry and Maybachs.
And rubber bands
no.
with money.
They were rich in their abilities.
Right.
Read.
Living peaceably.
Living how?
Peaceably. In their habitation.
Yeah. All these and all that the Most High was trying to develop in us, I'm developing these things in you so that now you can now lead your kingdom this way. But if you don't allow these things to develop, you'll learn how to be peaceable. If I don't learn how to develop peace, I'm never going to learn my kingdom in time of peace. If I don't have the ability to counsel, to give instruction, tell a person what their problems, I can't lead them there. Read on.
Seven, Ecclesiastes chapter 44 and verse 7, it says, all these were honored in their generation.
Read it again.
All these were honored. In their generation.
They were honored in their world. They were honored in their time.
Right.
Go ahead.
And were the glory of their times.
Go ahead.
There be of them that have left a name behind them.
Read it again.
There be of them.
He said that and it's a comma.
Right.
There be of them, those ones that we're reading about, those honorable men. Read.
Which have no, wait, that have left a name behind them. That their praises might be reported.
All their works are still being talked about. We
right.
read it like no.
Reported.
Somebody wrote down.
Right. So
we're still using
the
those
scripture. All things that are written aforetime were written
for our learning.
For our learning.
So what is the Most High showing it?
Right.
This is how. This is what he's trying to develop in our time.
Right.
I'm trying to take men through these things to develop the abilities in them, the judgment, the counsel, the teaching, all of it. I'm trying to develop these things. But you have to be tempered, not emotional. A great leader has to learn to be tempered, to endure, to stay silent. That's the word that we read, about Phineas. He was what?
Well, he was zealous.
He's zealous. How to keep my zeal.
Right. How to stay motivated.
How to stay motivated.
Your desire high and energetic.
How do I keep that when I'm going through what I'm going through? This is what the Father wants to see. Or you become a couch potato just watching movies all day because you lack motivation. You lack zeal. You lack dedication because you're caught up in what you're going through. That's the Father want to see. Every time we get hit, every time we get tested, he want to see what's going to separate you from his love. What's going to separate you from ruling your kingdom. From there. Sorry. We're going to go to Hebrews. Now go to Hebrews 11 and 4. Right? If we understand now what kingdom, what we develop, these that will develop us for our work.
Right.
Right. I'm going to get a cup of water, trust me.
You can look at it as if you watch the show, The Forgers of the Swords, as he framed the world, as he's forging us, right? As he's forging, he's building, he's framing, he's molding, he's developing.
You know what's crazy? I think that you are. You're right on point. Because you look at the show, and anybody watching Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
And I bring that up because anybody that was watching Game of Thrones, the one thing I did watch was when they watched the Game of Thrones, you watched just the beginning of the show, you watch people or kingdoms
mm-hmm.
that started out in slavery.
Yeah.
The Dragon Kingdom.
Right.
Yeah. They just started out a slave. Maybe the first time they just started seeing us, you getting dogged out, going through everything. And she had to endure and develop for them to now, everything that she went through, from her dragon eggs to everything else, baby dragons, they had let them develop. Everything took time, and she had to be patient. And you look up, and as she, whatever was up, they got them developed and ready for that kingdom to be great. The Most High said, I'm doing, that's what I'm doing. If we're going to be a great kingdom, then it's going to be built on the back of great men. But to make yourself a great man, the Father just wants to see what you will endure. Can you still have your zeal and your dedication and your drive to do this work? Are you ready to take for all the abilities? That's all that we're going through. We're going through things, and the Most High is giving us abilities. Sometimes having the strength to go through something is an ability. To forgive is an ability. To submit, to humble, it's an ability. On top of just teaching, recruiting, there are a lot of things that we're supposed to learn now so that I'm ready to take that, use that in my leadership. But if I'm head tripping every day, the one thing I'm not doing, I'm not learning what I need to do to be a great leader so that when our kingdom, when it's our time, when we're in our kingdom, then we're ready to lead.
That's good. Sure.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4.
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. And it reads, by faith, Abel offered unto the Most High a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, the Most High testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. So I'm going to read it again. By faith, Abel offered unto the Most High a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, the Most High testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead.
The thing that we miss a lot, the thing that we miss a lot is the Most High looking at. Read that. Read 11 again. Read 11 one more time.
Right. 11 and 4. It says, by faith, Abel offered unto the Most High a more excellent sacrifice.
He gave a more excellent what?
Sacrifice.
And we keep forgetting that this truth is about that. The Most High want to see what type of sacrifices are we making. I'm supposed to be working to give a better what?
Sacrifice.
So I got to give the Father what he wants. This is about giving the Father what it is he wants. Pouting, not getting high, not smoking, not trying to run from every problem. The Father, like, I'm waiting for you to give me what I want. So by faith, because Abel believed, he gave a greater what?
Sacrifice.
We don't believe because I'm not willing to sacrifice. I'm not willing to give. I know what level when I was giving. I know where the Most I was blessing me because of what I was giving. Now all of a sudden we are on this kick that I don't have to give. Or I'm looking at somebody else and where they're giving, I'm supposed to be like, shoot, I'm trying to give a more excellent sacrifice. I'm working to even try to give a greater sacrifice than what this person's giving. If he's giving that, man, you know what, okay. I'm going to, what are you going to give? The Most High said, the Cain and Abel, the Most High was sitting there, what? Okay, what do you have for me?
Yeah.
What do you have for me?
And Cain said, he was negative. For one, he was negative. Because he wasn't happy with what I gave him. I thought I was giving him what I wanted to give him. he gave the Heavenly Father what he wanted to give,
so,
not what the Heavenly Father wanted.
And you know what? And we don't look at that. Well, we don't see one thing. I'm reading this now, and I'm for some reason, we have a twisted idea of what we think it is to serve the Father. I'm sitting here reading this, and the thing that catches me is it says, by which, so by his sacrifice, he obtained witness that he was righteous. The whole time the Most High looked at what he was giving, and that's where
that was proof,
right? That man is righteous.
The proof that he passed.
So the Most High was looking at what he was giving.
What his sacrifice?
What you gave me. I'm looking at what you gave me. You still are giving. I can't not give anything. I'm just going to sit on the Most High looking and say, okay, what are you going to do for me?
What
sacrifices are you making for me?
I'm going to give you what I think I can give you.
We ain't, no, you know, we give HBO a great sacrifice. We give Showtime, but we give Netflix a great sacrifice. We give Facebook, we give little game, card games, and we give poker games, and we give all of that a great sacrifice because we'll dedicate time to that. When it's time to sacrifice for the Most High, for some reason, we always have an attitude, a head trip, or something when it's time to, we'll give sleep. I'm going to try to lay up in my bed and stay home. I'm serving the Most High. I'm like, well, what? Keep reading. I'm going to stop talking so much. Keep reading.
All right, so we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. It says, by faith, Abel offered unto the Most High a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Go ahead.
The Most High testified of his
what?
His gifts.
So the Most High, we're here now. This is our time to offer to the Father. What are you doing for me? Where is my gift?
Which goes directly in correlation with the scripture that says, alms wipe away a multitude.
Yeah, so the Most High looking at me, where's my gift?
Yes.
Even if you converted another a sinner, that's still a what to the Father? It's a gift. The work you do every day, the things you get up and do for me, those are what?
Yes.
You know what's crazy? When you count all joy.
And that's in the spirit. You got to make sure that you're in your conscience, that you're giving with the Heavenly Father in your conscience, that you're doing this as a gift to the Heavenly Father and not so that you can benefit and prosper.
You know how you know it's how you know a true gift for the Most High? Does it benefit you? Because you call it, it's a sacrifice.
Right.
So if you take Abel, and if I sacrifice the lamb, I sacrificed it. I gave it to the Father. I burnt it. I like we did before. If we burnt it by fire, I couldn't do nothing with it at that point. It's gone. I can't do anything with this. But it was for the Father. A lot of what we, the days that we were going through. If I went to have to be at the mall all day, okay, you're at the mall all day. What is that, though?
Sacrifice.
So you're not, you're not going to get it back because it was a gift to the Father. What we did, we forgot who we're doing it for. If I got up to study.
Sorry, but I keep keeping the Heavenly Father in your conscience.
But you have no choice because if it's a sacrifice.
Right.
See, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for it to come back. We're looking for men to give it back. We're looking for somebody to not acknowledge or to, I've been doing this, but you brothers did me wrong. No, how could I do you wrong? If what you are doing is a sacrifice for the Most High,
that you offered without an expectation.
Because you offered that as a gift to him. If I had to study all day, go to class, all the things that I'm having to do, those are my sacrifices for the Most High. I'm not looking to get that back. That was a gift to him.
Yep.
So anger comes to the fact that you're angry about the fact that you're not getting rewarded for, you're not getting rewarded by somebody for what you're giving to the Father because you didn't realize that that was a sacrifice and your reward comes in the end. I was preparing you. Your reward was the kingdom. I was getting you ready to rule in your kingdom. So everything that you do now, no, you're not supposed to get anything now because your sacrifices were a reward. They were a gift to me. Not to Barabbas, not to Shabbat,
right.
Not to Gabar Kawah, not to Ward Iron, not to Kazaki. It was a gift to the Most High. It was you offering a gift. Read that again.
Hebrews chapter 11 and 4. It says, by faith Abel offered unto the Most High a more excellent sacrifice.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
By which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Go ahead.
The Most High testified.
Read.
And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh.
So now why are we still reading about Cain or Abel?
Because
it was his gifts.
Yeah.
It was his sacrifice. We don't read that story. His name ain't remembered because his brother killed him. His name is remembered because the Most High was pleased with his sacrifice, because the sacrifice was for the Most High. That it testified, okay, you did what I wanted you to do. You gave me what I wanted. You died. You didn't even get the benefit. You died after you gave what I wanted. Your brother slew you, but we still speak about you because you gave the Most High what he wanted. We don't believe, we don't have faith, because we are still holding back from giving the Father what it is he wants.
Right, because we give only an expectation of what we can see.
Yeah, because we're too worried about, we won't give because we're too worried about being defrauded.
Right.
We don't do it for the Father. We already know it ends up coming back from the Father. We know the only thing the Most High promised us was the kingdom. So we met, well, I don't got a house. Right? That wasn't part of the agreement. I didn't really. Christ said, I told you when he was going to follow me. He said, foxes have holes. Birds have nests. But I don't have a place to lay my head.
Right.
So I'm not promising you a house.
Yeah. What you know,
car.
If you went in, if you came in the truth on an expectation, more than likely you're not here anymore.
No, more likely you were going to be sacrificed.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is,
when the rich man
in expecting, see, those are the ones that fall off because they don't get what they expect.
Well, I agree. No, you're not wrong. But not no buts. You're not wrong. We're just adding and receiving.
Yeah.
If I simplify this a minute,
right,
and I look at pleasing to the Father, so it wasn't just about a lamb.
Right.
About that, looking at reading. It wasn't about the Abel bought a lamb, but Abel made a sacrifice and the gifts. That was something continually. It wasn't just the one lamb.
Yeah.
I continually gave gifts.
Yeah.
I was continually giving them lambs. Continue to do it for the Most High. That means it was a process.
Right.
Wasn't that one time that we read in Genesis?
Yeah,
like it was, it feel like it was that one time. But Abel gave gifts. He didn't give one. He didn't sacrifice. No, he gave one sacrifice. And the Most High was pleased with that sacrifice. It didn't stop. Does not stop. Because the whole time I'm sacrificing, I'm proving to the Most High that it's about me pleasing him. But my sacrifices and the work I do is counted to the Most High as righteous, as righteousness. Where you at?
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5.
Okay. Let me show you the scripture before that. Read Hebrews 11 and 5.
So we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5.
Wait. We read 6, right?
No.
Without faith, it's possible. Please, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Jump down to verse 7. Just kind of roll
right
a little bit.
Right.
Verse 7.
So we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, by faith, Noah being warned of the Most High of things, not seen as yet.
Hold on. He was what?
He was warned of the Most High of things.
Three?
Not seen as yet.
So
or I should say warned of
things that were
power of the power of things. But okay, the Most High of things.
Right.
Not
seen
as yet. So he was warned
about the power.
What was going to become? What the Most High was going to do? Right.
Moved with fear.
He moved how?
With fear.
Read.
Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
So the fact that Abraham put the invested the work in to himself, his house, not his family. I was doing it all. Most I used his family to replace the back of the earth. But the fact that this man and the mindset that he was in, the blessing hadn't came yet.
Right.
They had never seen rain. And that warning. Went to do what he needed to do. He went to work getting himself ready for what was to come. Also, I looked at that man and was a righteous man.
Because it's prepared.
So that's what spoke for his faith. I believe that the Most High was going to do this, so I got me and my family ready.
Right.
I've used all these examples because today people have no faith. They're not prepared for anything. I don't believe in the Most High. So I'm partying, living it up. I'm doing what everybody else
is doing
in this world because they don't believe. Right? Read on.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for his...
Hold up. We jump in words. Abraham did what?
Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after...
Which he should what?
After.
Yes, stop. That means I left to nothing.
Yeah.
I just went... And it wasn't even mine. It wasn't like saying, hey... I'm going to a place that belongs to me.
No.
I went to a place that belonged to someone else.
Right.
And after, it would come to me.
Right. And it gives a reason why. It says, should after receive for inheritance, obey.
So he did. He went, no, okay, Father, I'm going to go to this place that you promised to me. That you promised that it would be an inheritance. You didn't promise it to me. You promised that it would be an inheritance. That means you promised that my children would have it. That I'm going to now get this and pass it on. You're not even going to allow me to enjoy the land.
Right.
You ever read in... Keep reading.
It says, and he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Go ahead.
By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise.
He said, by faith, he was where?
He sojourned or lived in the land of promise.
Three.
As in a strange country.
As where?
As in a strange country.
So he didn't, it wasn't built up like it was here. Like, I brought you to your land and you built your kingdom. You came to a place. And everybody else already, they were occupying it.
Right.
But this is crazy. The Most High said that belongs to you. Now everybody else is enjoying what's supposed to belong to you. This is the land of promise. I lived in the land of promise. I lived in the land of promise, but so did Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
So did the Canaanites.
Right.
So did the Hittites. Asherites, the Hevites, they live there too. And guess what I am? I'm a stranger.
Right.
That means I came.
I don't even know.
Man, I am a guest. I am a guest in my own land.
Right. Because when it says in the bottom, at the bottom of 8, it says not knowing whither he went.
He didn't even know. He lied. The Most The Most High simply walking. Every time you step, it's going to belong to you.
Right.
So I'm walking. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm walking.
Right.
And now the Most High is going to give me this, an inheritance. So every time I took a step further and further away from my home, I had to believe what?
That the Heavenly Father was going to bless.
He was giving it to me.
Yeah.
I believe that this is where I'm going to build my future.
Right. And
my children's children are going to now inherit this land.
Well,
when you pass the inheritance on,
right.
Most of the time you're past the inheritance that you lived at or you bought. So when you bought it and you got paperwork and documents,
right.
You believe it's yours. That's like the Most High said, I want you to walk America. And every step that you walk America is going to belong to you. But every step you walk, everybody else look at you like what?
Like you're tripping.
You're crazy. What you mean we got to walk? He didn't go by himself. So now he got him, Isaac, Jacob, his wife Sarah, servants. We all out here walking, traveling. And this dude's talking about, this land is promised to me. This land is promised to me. They look around like, you know somebody already lives here, right? If you know somebody already lived there, how are you saying that it's promised to you?
Right.
But you still, though, you just left your father's land. You know you have a rich father. And you just left all that.
There.
What we see by law. Your father paid for it. He inherited it from his father. That's your inheritance, Moses. You're leaving, Abraham. You're leaving your inheritance from your father to now walk and go out here to a place that's already occupied by other people. And you call him this your inheritance because God spoke to you. Well, if you believe that, I got the swamp land for you. Well, I like the people had to look at you were following him. They had to have some. This man had to have some strong faith. You got to almost think I'm crazy, because that is the only way you could look at and try to rationalize your thinking. You left.
Right.
You're 75 years old, and you left. Your home.
You left what you
did. You left your inheritance to go to a land. So we are homeless.
Yeah.
We strangers in our land. And you're saying that this land that we are strangers in is your land. It's going to be your inheritance because the Most High told you. Read on. You read.
So nice. So by faith he sojourned or lived his habitation
was
in the land of promise.
Let's read it, babe.
Right.
So I want them to get the meat of the
sojourn. They may not understand what sojourn
is. I like what you said. He lived there.
Right.
He lived. We right there. Read that again.
So by faith he sojourned in the land of promise.
He lived in the land of promise, like you said, right? Go ahead.
As in a strange country.
As where?
As in a strange country.
So I wasn't born here. I'm not getting, this not an inheritance to me from my father.
Right.
I'm an old man. I walked in here, and now this land, the father said, was going to be mine for my children to inherit.
Right.
Go ahead.
Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob.
I keep reading.
The heirs with him of the same promise.
Isaac and Jacob is there right next to him now believing that what? The land that we're on,
right.
That other people are on also,
right.
That were born here,
right.
That we just walked into, this land belongs to you, Isaac. This land belongs to you, Jacob. Read.
The heirs with him of the same promise.
Go ahead.
For he looked for
foundations.
He looked for a city that had what?
Foundations, whose builder and maker is the Most High.
So I was looking for what?
He was looking for
the kingdom. I'm sitting here. I got we're all three of us are walking here. We're looking for a. We're looking for a kingdom that is built of the Most High.
Right.
We left an inheritance. We're looking for an inheritance that's built by the Father.
Right.
No different than we do today. That is what our faith is built on. I'm here in this land, in this world, but being prepared for a kingdom that was going to be built by the Most High. That is where our faith is supposed to be built on. Read on.
10. For he looks for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is the Most High.
Go ahead.
Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed.
Read.
And was delivered of a child when she was past age.
Go ahead.
Because she judged him faithful whom had promised.
So all the Most High showing is one thing. Everything that there was no certainty. There was no nothing they can concrete that they can look at and say, "Damn, you know what? This makes sense. I can use wisdom here. This none of that. I had to follow. If this is what the Most I had me going through, the only thing is I have these words. That's the only thing that I can hold on to. So with that, man, I think our class is about to end. Our time is up. It's getting good. We'll keep on building on it. And we're going to ask everybody to come back out, man, next Friday, man, and we'll get started and go on through and do our thing. So with that, we're going to conclude tonight, prepare ourselves for next week. Hopefully we keep returning back to the same topics and keep building on them. So with that, we're going to say shalom.
Yeah.